There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right here, right
now. I'm about to go look at a new house later today.
Jesus, you just did it again.
With a really big bit, with a really big backyard.
But I was actually interested in the last thing you said.
That's old now.
This is
you hear me? That's old.
This is a labyrinth.
All right, so
Sean, the mustache don't look bad no more, bro. I think I
it don't look good either though.
Nah, it's all working, bro.
Who, for Tony?
Yeah.
It looked like it was connected for a second, though.
It did look like it.
Do I look like I'm in witness protection?
Not yet. You will.
Well, yeah, my name is Steve.
Are you recording to here?
I am recording now.
You should do it as soon as we all jump on. You never know what magic you're going to get.
Take your glasses off, Tahir.
Nah.
If you're going to tell Tahir to take his glass off, then Kev got to take his off.
Kev just be wearing ridiculous costumes just to do it. But Tahir's serious with his damn glasses.
Tahir's glasses look nice.
Exactly right. There's literally no
glasses. Kev, you look like you got
to want to look like a Squirtle.
you accomplish that, my boy.
Tahir, shut up and go bite a chicken.
Tahir look like he drive a submarine. He would the hell out of that shit.
Shut your goofy ass up and button your blouse up.
No, I want to show my peace necklace.
It's your bird.
Did we decide on the ones that you just sent to here?
Yes, we're going with those topics.
All right. Hey. Relax. I'm not Maverick.
Shut up.
They put her baby's doo-doo on Instagram.
Why?
She was really like, I'm finna show y'all this. If you don't want it, tap ahead. And then if you didn't tap ahead, she put, and this is what you get. I told you I was finna do it. It's your fault if you're saying baby doo-doo.
Maybe.
What?
Are you having a human you can fully control?
I'm not eating over here, Kev.
How's that feel for you, man? You can fully control another human being.
No, I don't control him at all. He tell me what to do.
I don't believe that for a second.
I don't believe that for a hot second.
He tell me when we wake up. He tell me when it's time.
She giving a mom answer. They tell me what to do. Like the dudes in the audience, I'm scared of my wife.
Right? She runs the house.
Mav has to schedule his cries in. He can't even cry when he wants to.
Hey, Mav is in the other room making shoes right now.
He's doing real work right now. You better organize these papers while I'm in here doing this.
What's the purpose of this new iPhone that they're coming out with? What's the purpose of it? Does anybody know?
You know what the purpose is to hear? They realized that they cannot keep raising the price and not adding nothing new, and the people was onto them. It was like, all right, bro, $400. They literally ran out. They ran out of inquiry. They have nothing new to offer. They can't bring nothing to the table and say $1,200 now.
Bro, they brought the home button back on this new phone.
Bro, you know they out of options.
What?
They don't start making the iPhones in reverse. Eventually, we're going to be right back to the 4 for two.
iPod shuffle. Like, nigga, who needs that?
Bro, gas is like $2.95 a gallon right now.
And you can't go nowhere.
Gas is $1.59 in the South.
How you do that?
Is it?
Yes, I drove past and was like, this is college prices, $1.59.
You can't do it, Pat. It's
trying. I'm trying.
Yeah. You got to be like, everybody talking, you're going to be like, bagels are great.
But you know why? You know why Doughboy does it differently? Because most people, when they want to change the conversation, they'll be like, they'll preface it with like, hey, you know what I was thinking about the other day? Oh, y'all ain't going to believe this. Doughboy just be like, man, milk is crazy right now.
Milk is crazy right now?
Nah, for real. Nah, but all jokes aside, I started watching this thing called The Innocent Files on Netflix, and I just couldn't watch it. It was too painful to see.
How'd you do that again out of the conversation about you?
It's
unparalleled.
This is skillful at this point.
Watch The Innocent Files. They lock these dudes up because of their teeth. It's like so weird, but it's like you can't lock somebody up because of their teeth. But their they teeth? Did. Their teeth.
Doughboy's in the break room of a Pizza Hut right now.
I'm about to ask you.
I'm at Kev On Stage Studios. It's lit.
Know where you are, and it still looks like you're in the back of a Pizza Hut.
Y'all not social distancing?
Not even the break room.
Nobody's here, so I'm up here by myself. I came up here to get some. I just came up here. I just wanted to
be
here.
Get some alone time with you.
See, y'all talked about me wanting to get alone time, and now Doughboy is admitting he just wanted to get out the house.
Look, it was like either I would get out this house or get out this relationship. You pick.
I'm telling y'all, man, that alone time is essential.
I woke up and I was looking at Tahir's stories. It was like 7 a.m. It was like 3 hours ago. He was just driving downtown L.A. in a freeway with the filter on black and white. I was like, bro, he needed some space.
You are?
And it was like 6 stories of just dope music, and there was nobody on the freeway but him. I was like, it's a vibe.
Bro, it's
nigga relaxed like a private eye.
Look, what this quarantine has taught me is that I don't want to be around nobody 24/7 in the world.
Can you imagine what the people who have to be around you are thinking? You driving her crazy? This girl's like, oh my God. Can you imagine living with Doughboy 24 hours a day?
Doughboy was probably sent to Kev On Stage Studios. Like, Doughboy, you need to go.
I would be on
for her drugs every day. Doughboy probably wake up in the middle of the night like, a shrimp fried this rice?
No, I be talking. You know I be talking at the house. It's unfiltered.
Doughboy be having a hoarse voice. Like, why? How are you hoarse?
I couldn't even talk yesterday. I was like, how's my voice going out? It was like, you've been talking a lot. I was like, shit.
Hey, did you guys know that the most senior crayon maker at Crayola revealed to his colleagues at his retirement party that he was colorblind?
Is the Doughboy move ready?
I'm crying, guys.
It was fine.
It's a robotic. And the topic is pure crayon.
They gotta be quick.
Did you look that fact up just to say that?
No, I've just been dwelling on it for a long time.
Was that true though?
At his retirement party, he was like, guys, I'm colorblind.
What? Yeah. That is a problem with the job you do though.
He made it to the retirement.
Like red? I don't
how
know.
How do people
what red looks like?
Have y'all been washing regularly?
Yeah, wow. That was a good one.
Washing clothes, like you just do your laundry regularly. Y'all been like,
I ain't done my laundry since.
I keep putting the same shirt on. I keep getting the shower, and I'll just put the same shirt on, wear it for a few days, wash it.
I stretch the shirt out for a few days.
You guys are disgusting.
Let me quiet.
Who are you switching it up for?
Wash and dry.
No, I'm not. Yes, I do have a washer and dryer.
Who are you switching it up for?
Okay, well, Pat, I understand because you are homeless chic, so I know you don't have a lot of t-shirts, but everybody else up here got a whole lot of shirts. Y'all could just rotate your shirt. You don't even be wearing the same.
Meg, you wearing different pantsuits every day.
Why would y'all give him that?
No, you know who Meg could be in real life? If Meg was Helen's character in Ozark, I would believe that 100%.
I can see that.
You could be a cartel lawyer, and they would be like, man, the cartel leader would be like, man, I'm afraid of her, man. She running me. If Meg was Helen, you'd be dead.
Yeah. She'd be getting everybody whacked.
Helen sucks.
Like Jane Lynch's evil twin sister.
Right.
She is super tall. That lady is super tall. That makes me uncomfortable. I'd be like, hey.
Bro, she don't miss a thing, bro. You look one way. She like, what's up with y'all? What is that? Y'all lying? You ain't in y'all answer. I'd be like, dang, girl, get out of my business.
My sleep has been thrown off like this entire time, guys.
Nice.
Was that a Doughboy move?
Tahir's better at this than me.
It worked.
You just gotta slide into the conversation.
Yeah, you didn't make it personal, bro.
Yeah, you can't make it seem like it's a completely different thought. You gotta just chime in like it's part of a regular response to what y'all talking about.
Tahir looked like he planning a lemon pepper heist.
We only taking wings, no drums. I'm not killing no drums.
I'm not killing no
drums. Are my favorite.
The great flat heist of 2020.
Yo, while we in here, drums or flats?
Ooh.
Drums.
Why people feel so strongly about this debate, but it's flats.
Flats.
It's drums.
First of all, we already talked about this. Second of all, it's drums all day. Drums have more meat.
Drums have more meat.
Tahir figured it out. Drums are more dippable. Flats,
I said
don't
that.
Even know how to do that. Then why do you pick flats? You couldn't have said that.
But I did say that, but then but I like the flats, you take the two bones out, and it's like almost a chicken tender.
No. You like it.
No.
Like working out. You're not working out. You're just getting fat, fatty.
That is a whole thing.
Kevin, did you do your cardio? I ate 100 wings. That's kind of tough.
Side note.
What's everybody's vote?
Flats.
Oh. And side note, last night I found out that Michael Jordan dresses bad in four different decades.
Yeah, it's effortless.
Yo, Michael Jordan had terrible clothes, but still had swag.
No, he didn't.
No, he did not.
He had the way swag. He walked, you knew that dude was
he has swag.
He has swag, bro. He has swag and a Painter's beret.
Michael Jordan's best outfit was when he was dressed to play basketball.
That's it.
He don't have to be fashionable. There's nothing
the whole
that
uniform
he
should be. Anymore.
Well, why does he have to be fashionable?
Because people are pointing cameras
people
at him.
People are looking at him, man. People are looking at him.
Patrick.
Yo, Michael Jordan.
Patrick,
and
you got your whole bird chest out, and you be looking homeless chic. I like this shirt.
Stand up and show us your pantsuit, your manager fit. What manager fit did you put on today to make Mav make a new iPhone?
she over there looking like a WNBA coach.
She got a clipboard in her hand.
Clothes match his personality, though.
My clothes are fine. I don't get what y'all
his
talking about.
His little hoop earring and his big suits matches his personality. Y'all don't think that matches?
No boy is the Michael Jordan in this group.
Dress oh, wait. I thought you meant I was like, great. Wait, you touched out this game dress?
You dress bad.
Burberry, Steve
did you see the? Did you watch it yet, Tom?
No.
Did you watch it, Meg?
I don't have it yet.
Scottie Pippen got railroaded.
I heard there's like a bunch of bad.
Nah, Scottie Pippen he made a bad. Bro, I'm telling you, when you're black and poor and you got to take care of your family, them people will leverage it against you every time.
What happened?
Scottie Pippen signed a 7-year deal for $18 million because he was trying to make sure his family would get paid in case he got hurt. And by the time Jordan was making $30 million a year, Scottie Pippen was the sixth highest paid Bull.
Blaze?
Making more money than Scottie Pippen.
He was 100.
Was in there.
100. He was the number 122.
Yes, you say highest played.
Oh, you heard. That's my list, though.
No, they said
shut up. You got a robbery in 18 minutes.
Let's keep cutting Doughboy off before he.
No, I'll get angry. No.
All right, let's go ahead and get into this topic real quick. Right after this.
There you go, please. No,
what are you eating?
Chicken soup.
What is that?
Chicken blood.
War wonton soup. It's war wonton soup.
Eating watered down cupcakes.
Eating chicken flavored lemonade.
All right. First topic is Steve Urkel versus Carlton Banks.
Can you please make sure you spell this correctly?
I will.
Oh my God, whatever, you nerd.
Shut up, Doughboy. In case you didn't know, Tahir be spelling this wrong all the time in the lower thirds, and it looks stupid.
That shit is funny, though.
Really, Tahir?
Tahir, nobody knows
that. Tahir.
That's not true. Not all the time. It happened like one time.
Like at least three episodes.
It happened like one time, man.
That shit is funny.
Three times, Tahir.
It was shrimp. I remember the shrimp.
Go through all 18 episodes, screenshot it and send it to me. Otherwise,
I used misspelled shrimp.
We re-uploaded them.
It was like S-C-H-R-I-F.
You put a C in shrimp? You idiot.
No, I didn't.
You a dumb dog.
It was something like that. It was something like that.
That wasn't me.
It was skirp. It wasn't. It was. Instead of shrimp, it was shrimp.
He spelled it like he says it.
He pronounces IO like ow, like ow.
Yo,
bird.
Tahir told me one time that he had a job doing underwriting for loans and didn't know at all what that job was and lasted for 2 weeks before they realized, do you know how to do this? He was like, no, not exactly.
That's the George Costanza move. He is George Costanza.
How'd you last 2 weeks?
I'm a good liar.
He is, in case you didn't notice.
No, for sure. You guys got to
watch. You just got to be really confident. What were you saying when they were like, hey, what do you know about this fulfillment, Doc? You were like, it's fulfilling.
When they were asking stuff, I would just use the jargon that I had remembered from looking it up, like the day of. Like after the first day, I just looked up all the stuff dealing with underwriters so I could basically like fake my way through it. But the only reason they fired me because I kept falling asleep. The shit was boring.
Oh, they didn't even catch you in the lie?
Wait. You lied to get a job. They gave it to you and then lost it because you fell asleep?
I kept falling asleep.
You're a fucking idiot.
Repeatedly.
You lied so much, underwriting no loans.
Bro, that shit was paying $58 an hour. You think I wasn't going to lie to keep that job?
Oh, yeah. That's
well, why couldn't you stay
why
awake?
You stay awake, though?
Because it was boring, nigga.
What, all the lying was boring?
All the stuff, he can't stay awake.
First of all, you have to use like three different systems, right? So as an underwriter, I'm basically trying to find when people defaulted on their home loans and why they did it. Then I got to reach out to them and figure out if they will start back paying or the bank just has to take that loss, or we could put it off on the realtor. So they were telling me about all of these programs, like you want to log out a Lexus, then you want to jump into this and all that. I was like, that shit dumb, bro.
But it was for $58. So you went back to being broke and you could have $58 an hour.
It's hard to stay up, though.
I used to be sleeping at Boeing. They used to write me up at Boeing for falling asleep in meetings. I was making great money.
In meetings?
You eat other people's lunches out the refrigerators. You shut up.
Yeah, but I still stayed awake during my shift, fuck boy.
Because you were eating other people's lunches during your shift, fat ass.
You should have ate other people's lunches then, Tahir.
And Tahir, you got to stop calling me fat when you fat too.
No, I don't, fatty.
Yes.
What is this freaking topic?
Steve Urkel versus Carlton Banks.
Look.
Oh.
Oh.
All right. First topic, we have Steve Urkel versus Carlton Banks.
Well, I think that right off the bat, Urkel gets the nod because he had an alter ego. He had Stefan Urkel.
That's not
so, that was dumb.
Right off the
bat. He could shift and that still be dumb. Cool.
We talking about Urkel versus not Stefan.
But,
no, but that is cool. Stefan is him.
It's a different character.
He could stop being a nerd, though. Carlton was always a nerd doing this.
That's because there was no time machines and secret formulas in the Fresh Prince.
Carlton wasn't a nerd. He was just a nerd.
Family Matters was getting ridiculous with the storyline. Hey, let's time travel in this episode. Steve and Carl on the pirate ship.
That's when the show ended.
That's what made Family Matters.
What?
You know what? I be calling Pat and his brother Steve and Stefan because Pat is like the Steve Urkel and then his brother is Stefan Urkel. They look just alike.
But Stefan Urkel just looked the same though. I was like, bro, that's still just the same guy though.
No, his voice was different. He'd be like, yeah, so you feel me? Yeah.
Nigga, the nigga came out with his glasses off in a suit. He was still ugly.
Oh.
Hey, low key though, Laura was way finer than Laura.
Thank you for saying that. Laura was not all that. At all.
Who was way finer?
Myra. Steve's girl.
Oh! You don't like Laura because she's dark skinned. Is that what you're saying?
Mm. What?
Yeah.
Because I feel like Pam was way finer than Gina.
Absolutely.
Amen. Amen.
So you set your goof ass up.
To hear, stop drinking.
Don't do it. Let it go. So, Carlton was like nerdy, but like he was like not realistically nerdy. Like
yes, he was.
Yes,
he wasn't a nerd.
Carlton was super realistic.
Prep boy. He wasn't like ugh, I'm a nerd. He was just rich boy.
Steve was very unrealistically nerdy. He was over the top nerdy.
That's what nerds did. They had suspenders.
Glasses,
calculators.
Oh.
How many did you know that was like that? That was that nerdy.
Well, I'm just saying it played on the stereotypes in society at the time.
No.
And so what do you think Carlton Banks was?
Ridiculously over the top nerd stereotype.
I never went to school with a nerd that had a pocket protector ever in life.
I think that only existed in TV and movies. I never really saw nobody that was that nerdy.
I never saw it either.
Before our time though?
Huh?
Like pocket protectors and all that stuff. Wasn't that
I was Urkel's age when that show was coming out.
No, not when that show came out. When
about the stereotype?
And
oh, that probably was like Freaks and Geeks time period, like early 80s.
I feel like that's just more of a scientist trait. Scientists would have pocket protectors so they wouldn't get their lab coat stained with the ink.
What is a pocket protector?
Is that what it was for, Tier?
Yeah, so it lined like a pocket on your jacket. So when you put a pin in it, it didn't get the pin mark on it. That's a pocket protector.
I did not know that's what was for scientists originally.
I had no idea about that.
How were they walking around with uncapped pens?
How many? Who really like goes? Oh, I need to cap my pen. Or
right.
Especially
when you focus on the virus, you like, all right, we got to get this microbiology.
wait, let me make sure that the pen is up.
Right.
Nobody got time. How did that become a problem? A nigga looked in his pocket like, damn, this is
all marked up. They got women. They be like, look at all these ink stains on your shirt. Imagine Meg seeing her scientist husband come home. He got red, blue. I'm sick of your shirt.
Who's trying to start with the inside of their breast?
No. It wasn't just for pens though, Pat. Like if you're a professor or a doctor, like you have sometimes it was a pen, it was a highlighter, it might have been a marker. It was everything that person may have needed. So it wasn't, if you get a highlighter or a mark on your white shirt, it's ruined. So a pocket protector will protect it. It was basically.
This is so funny that we have to explain this to Pat.
That's a dumb invention.
Did you really need the pen? Like they was like, I don't have time to go to my pants. I need it right here. I gotta pull it out quick.
If you got on a lab coat, a lab coat goes over your pant pocket. So this, it's easier to grab it from here.
Yeah, but pull your coat back to pull. That don't take time. Like, oh,
okay, well, what takes time? Look at this. Look at this versus up and go in the pocket.
And if you sit down at the lab, you reaching in your folded ass.
Put the cap on the pen. How about that?
And click. You're sitting down. You don't always remember to do that.
Pat keep coming back to the.
Just go back to working at laser tag. Don't worry about this.
If you really want to put an uncapped pen in your pocket, just put it upside down.
Pat, just go back to working
at laser tag. I think pound for pound with the laughs, I think that Steve gave you more pound for pound laughs than Carl.
That was a random getting us back. That was crazy.
No boy's staying on track.
It's like judo.
Man, Carlton to me was legit funnier. He had some barbs for Will. He had the dance. He had some powerful episodes with the speed and stuff. Like
He was a fully realized character.
Carlton only got on Will's nerves because of the way they grew up. Like in his own family, Carlton wasn't even really a problem. He was just a rich kid. But for Will, it was like they came from two different worlds.
Carlton was the narc in his family. Everybody knew that he was one that would tell on you because he was like, hey, big guy, just want to let you know as he's talking about going to what. Like, Carlton was the narc for everybody.
Right, and nobody likes a snitch.
But they like Carlton, though.
But nobody likes a snitch. I'm from the streets. I come from a street background. I can't respect that.
You came from a church background. It's either going to be the streets or the church.
The church was in the streets. The church was in the hood. I was ministering to the gangbangers in the hood. That's where I was at. I was not part of the ministry. But nah, like I feel like we can't respect snitches. Like Carlton was a tattletale.
Carlton was not no snitch.
He was.
He's a snitch.
He just told you. He just gave you an example.
I don't think that really happened
in the drug game. Carlton's a civilian.
No, that I bet you used to tell on people. Was you telling when you was a kid on people?
Me?
Yes.
Kevin,
yeah. Exactly. So you think it's cool? That's what I'm saying.
I told my brother and sister, when they got whooped, I was like, yeah. This is cool. I told you about the time I got in trouble. And I told my dad. I was like, he was like, did you take out the trash? I was like, Michelle smoked a cigarette. He was like, what? Like she was smoking cigarettes. He was like, why'd you say that? I was like, I don't know. Get you out the truck, I guess. Yeah. And then I got whooping for that, and she didn't even get in trouble. I was like,
that's what you get.
He was trying to get smoking.
Kev's nine over here.
Priorities are all wrong, man.
See?
This.
Nobody likes me.
But I have been playing a lot of Bioshock on my Twitch channel.
Is this a Doughboy?
Doesn't work for you, man.
How was that?
It's part of Doughboy's personality. It doesn't work for you.
Why didn't that work, though?
It's obvious that you're doing it.
Huh?
What is
obvious that you're doing it?
But how was that?
It lagged a little bit. You like waited till everybody calmed down.
You gotta hop in.
God, if y'all don't stop.
Here's the secret. You got to hop in like people are already talking about it. Like you're responding to someone.
Y'all That's what I tried to do. Okay, time. I got it.
Okay, Tony, go. Everybody just be quiet so Tony can say what he want to say.
No, y'all are talking over each other.
Like I was saying, Kev, what you got to understand is that.
Jesus Christ.
Tony be so offended.
It's just too much.
You're so old.
It's not even old. It's just it's too much.
The way you react is somebody's great uncle.
I could be in first grade, just be like, "It's too much, guys." Shut up, y'all.
We have been talking over each other more than usual today's episode.
Have we? I don't even hear it.
It is the hardest thing about Zoom. You don't. I have no idea when you're about to talk with the lag. I already talk over people when we're in the same room.
You do.
If Zoom, I'm working on it, but with Zoom, I can't get a sense of if you're talking or not.
Yeah, I don't like it at all.
Carlton wasn't no snitch, and he had the gun on him in one episode.
He did have the blicky.
Will had to be like, "Give me the gun, Carlton." He's like, "Nah, playboy."
The thing about Steve Urkel that's interesting is he was not even supposed to be a main character like that. He was as a like a reoccurring, he was just supposed to be. I don't know what that show was supposed to be about before he was supposed to be about that thing. I don't even think it would have worked for a long time because
he was Judy, whole thing. Okay, Judy don't know what it's about either.
Steve Urkel single-handedly made that show last a good 4 more seasons.
Oh yeah,
Steve, Steve Urkel had quotables too.
Did I do that?
But I feel like only kids like that. I can't imagine an adult like really enjoying that show.
We was kids when it came out.
No, I get it. I was a kid. I liked it, but I can't imagine if you were 30, you were watching Fresh Prince, it's still good. I don't know.
Family Matters didn't age well.
No?
Your parents watched it with you.
But I don't think they enjoyed it.
TGIF, TGI, like all those shows.
I was there.
That's what I'm saying. So your parents was watching those things.
My mom didn't watch them with me.
Which show do you guys think would take a bigger loss if that character was removed, though?
Family Matters
wouldn't have even been a show.
Okay.
There was nothing memorable about Family Matters.
I can't even tell you any episode that didn't revolve around Urkel, like what that was.
Okay, but wait. But I will say this. Urkel was more, I feel like he had more going for himself. Like he was smart. He was in love with Laura. What was Carlton's thing besides being annoying?
He used to do that little dance.
He's
smart too.
But I'm saying, but like, what was his, like, I don't remember him.
He was a privileged kid from Bel Air, so
there was nothing else to him. Like, if you think about
Carlton?
Yeah, he wasn't really layered as a character.
He played on the whole whitewashed character.
And then remember the episode where the black frat dude judged Carlton because he was nerdy?
Yeah.
And he talked about the whole being black and talking white thing.
How y'all gonna say Carlton wasn't a rat before
watch the show, apparently.
I did watch it, but I'm saying it was not very.
Nah,
it wasn't a whole lot.
Urkel was a gimmick. Carlton was a character.
There you go.
But
he had hopes, he had dreams, he had faults, he had episodes of Revolve. He was funny, bro.
Remember the episode with the pills?
Yeah, man. The best episode, 2 of the 3 best Fresh Prince episodes have Carlton in them.
Nah, but I feel like Carlton, he was a character. He was just not a memorable character.
Wait, Carlton Banks from the Fresh Prince.
Hold on, wait. One second, Kev. What was the youngest son name, though?
On what show?
Fresh Prince.
You don't know.
Richie?
No. Nicky.
That's Family Matters.
Nicky, Richie, okay.
His name was Nicky. You don't even remember him.
Because he was only there for one season, nigga.
That's not true.
How many seasons was he there?
That was there for 2 to 3 seasons.
Okay, shut up, nigga. I don't care.
No one cares about Nicky. Nicky was a trash.
You just be saying stuff.
I don't remember Nicky like that, to be honest.
Carlton wasn't a memorable character in the Fresh Prince.
Because
Carlton was the second most memorable character after Will.
No, but what I'm saying was
Dr. Uncle Phil.
No. But
Uncle Phil was mainly to be the straight man for Will's jokes.
That was important.
And this is
he was important, but he was not as memorable as Carlton.
Yeah.
I can't respect – I mean, the Fresh Prince is always going to have an asterisk by their name anyway for swapping out Aunt Bibbs in the middle of production and not even addressing it to the audience.
They got nothing to do with what we talking about.
They still have an asterisk by their name.
We talk about Carlton.
That means family is going to have the asterisk too because Judy was gone and with no explanation.
Judy left.
Now y'all got two and nobody said anything.
A whole kid disappeared on the show.
Disappeared. Never came back.
You know what's funny about that? I didn't realize that until I was old. As I was watching that, I was like... Don't nobody care about it. They had too many people in the house. They was like,
never came back.
No. Will anybody miss her? Probably not. And then they just was like, all right.
I seen her a couple months ago.
Where was she at?
She was in Burbank in front of Yogurt Land.
Did she look the same?
Oh, she was on her 15-minute break?
Oh, that's good.
Going back to the Aunt Viv thing, the first Aunt Viv... I don't know. Did I ever talk about this on this show where she gave me a YouTube strike?
Yeah. Oh, not on this show.
She gave you a YouTube strike?
The first Aunt Viv, she hit me a YouTube strike because I was making fun of her because she went super hard on Will one time and I made fun of her and she got my YouTube video taken down. And I got it taken. I got it like read back up. Like I won the little copyright battle on YouTube. But I just kept the video private. I was like, I don't want these problems with
that. Hit that
bitch.
Strike button like this.
The thing that was the weakest part about switching out the Aunt Viv, when they switched to the light-skinned one, they was like, we're not going to develop you at all. Like, no. The first Aunt Viv had storyline, had character. The second Aunt Viv was just up in there.
And the kids didn't match with the second Aunt Viv. I feel like you needed a dark skin Aunt Viv.
So she just went in and read the script. She was like, I'm not adding nothing to it.
Right.
I'm not taking nothing from it. I'm just going to read it how it is on the paper.
But the mom from Dexter's Laboratory is by far the finest mom, though.
Okay.
That was good.
That was better, Pat, but that was still kind of on track, though.
Yeah, it was on track.
That was too on track. You would have to say Dexter's Laboratory was a really funny cartoon that nobody talks about. That's what Doughboy would have said.
That is absolutely Doughboy.
You're really doing a Doughboy tutorial here?
I'm writing a paper on you, man.
I'm going with Urkel. Urkel just because he could switch into the cool dude so he didn't have to stay in the herd. He has so many catchphrases and just the hustler mentality that he started off as a bit role, revolutionized the show, and the show was about him and wouldn't have functioned without him. So.
Doughboy just be saying words.
That is a hustler mentality.
He came in, did the role, and they were like, yo, this works. Let's keep him. That's not a hustler mentality.
But you know what's bad though? He never, what's his name? Stephon, what's his real name?
Jaleel White.
Jaleel White.
What else did he do outside of that?
He's done a lot of voice overwork.
He was Sonic the Hedgehog in the cartoon.
What did Alfonso Ribeiro do?
He's hosting the game show, right?
He hosts a lot of stuff.
Hosting America's Funniest Home Video.
He hosted the spelling game show that I won, Spellmageddon.
You did what?
I was on a spelling game show and I won $10,000.
That's so amazing.
Did you really win $10,000 spelling game?
I won $10,000 on Spellmageddon.
What on earth? You've never brought this up in the 5 years we've known you.
I feel like I have. Actually,
no, you brought up the Queen Latifah twerking thing. We don't know about Spellmageddon.
No, it actually was. I like left work one day. I didn't come in. I told him I was sick. And then I went to this game show, and it was a spelling game show, and I'm really good at spelling. So I was like, I'm about to win this because I love me some game shows. And y'all, I won $10,000.
How much did they take in taxes? $4,000?
It was like $8,000.
They took $8,000? Or you took
$8,000? No, they took $2,000. I got like $8,000.
Oh, that's good.
That's pretty good.
You got out of work and won $8,000?
Yeah, that's all. I was like, it's worth it. Sorry, I'm going.
That is worth it.
That's tight as hell.
Man, you still got that money?
Before the episode aired, or you had to wait till the episode aired to get it?
You have to wait till the episode airs.
Yeah.
Sorry. You still got that money, man?
Oh, I invested that. I'm good.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Spellmageddon may be the worst name for a show.
Oh, it's true.
Oh, yeah.
No. Sharknado is the worst.
That's a movie. Spellmageddon, man. That's
and hard. Sharknado was really about sharks in the tornadoes. Pretty clear. They just didn't waste no time.
What the hell was that?
They made that movie on a old computer.
I hate that title.
And then wait, wasn't there like 5 Sharknado movies?
Yes,
they've been doing numbers too. Like those Loki are really popular.
Sleek did one. Sleek Johnson did one.
I remember that.
and Vivica A. Fox.
Yeah.
Oh.
Really?
Terrible.
Man, you went from Kill Bill to Chardonnay.
she Vivica Fox just fell. Where is she at?
She's doing black stage plays mostly.
Really?
No,
she's producing comedy shows.
It was a Black Male Review show. The Black Magic Mike stuff, she has a whole like reality show to pick the guys who are in the.
But she used to be like a really top heralded actress, right?
I don't know. Here's my thing with that. I don't judge it long as they still work.
Top heralded, Kev, you heard that. Top heralded.
What is heralded?
Right, heralded is the right word.
Your boys just be trying to throw words in.
That word works. Heralded works.
Work is just unnecessary.
Top heralded, you didn't have to throw that in there.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
It does,
yes.
But it's just unnecessary.
I don't judge people off of that because Samuel L. Jackson to take some wild ass roles and some random stuff, but he's still working, but he's still top billing too.
So you don't judge him for doing the stage plays?
Huh?
You were saying you don't judge him for doing the stage plays?
No, like Sharknado and stuff like that.
Bro, that's your job. You
gotta act.
An actor is only employed when they are acting. If they ain't acting, they ain't working. So I'm never.
Right.
Think about Vivica Fox. It was like Independence Day, Set It Off, Kill Bill. She could have just kept going.
That's what I was saying. Yeah.
She kept like
But then she dated 50 Cent, and 50 is the downfall of a lot of people.
Damn.
No, she did. She ended up doing like 4 movies with Morris Chestnut, didn't she?
Yeah. Oh,
that,
like, Gabby,
that was before 50 Cent, though, bro.
It wasn't until 50 Cent, y'all, and then she just fell off.
It was 50 Cent. Was 50 Cent prior to when she started doing a lot of plastic surgery?
I didn't know she did plastic surgery.
Mm-hmm. Oh, bro, look at her in Independence. Look at her now.
That's the thing. I don't be knowing when people get work done. I can't just look and tell. Like, you got to tell me that they did it. I can't tell.
Can you tell Lil' Kim's had work done?
Yeah. Well, I think, yeah, because it's like, it looks different, but...
Can
just
you tell
like,
Kim Kardashian has work done?
No, I couldn't tell. Like, unless you told me, like, I can't just look and know. Like, even
all took a bunch of little Armenian chicks walking around with that much cake and no thigh.
How can you tell? Like,
the Armenian expert, is she the norm or she abnormal?
Huh? Who's the Armenian expert?
I said you're the resident because he lives around a whole bunch of Armenians. Is she the norm or is she abnormal?
She abnormal.
She is.
Armenian women are thick. I will give you that.
But they don't have the thighs.
Like, they're not like
built. Thighs match. Yeah.
All my work.
Thighs match.
My question is this though.
Look, if the thighs is like this, and you're like, oh, that's a little ratio is a little off.
But my question is this though. How can you look at an ass and tell that it's fake? Like what?
You look at the thighs that it's sitting on.
Yeah.
The thigh ratio. If you look at. Not that I've ever seen her. If you look at Meg Thee Stallion, the ratio of thigh meat to booty meat.
Not that I've ever seen her.
From what people have told me, the ratios are proportionate
to the thigh. So you can't have like.
Don't look real. Be looking like church's chicken drumsticks. Like, bro, this ain't even a regular piece of chicken. What y'all did to this chicken?
So gotcha. What's your answer, Kev? What's your answer?
Steve. Oh, Carlton by a mile.
Carlton, okay. Though you would
Steve. Steve.
What about you, Pat?
Why?
That's my decision.
Carlton. Sure.
Carlton. Tony?
I'm going with Carlton Banks.
Okay, Meg.
Steve Urkel just because of Stefan Urkel.
Okay. And I'm gonna go with Carlton Banks as well, man. I'm gonna rock with that. So it looks like the Carltons have it.
Nobody did he bring the light to him.
That's just a regular light.
You got to put the lights on before you shoot the next thing. Not the next topic, but you should always have it. Because you, with the hat and the sunglasses, your whole face is dark. That's better.
Chicken strip.
You got to have some light in front of you always on these. Because without it, it just looks dark.
Yeah, but with the prominent Neanderthal brow, it still has like a shadow here. So you would still need more light.
You said your forehead looked like a bumper. Nigga got a 94 Caprice forehead.
Your forehead is the thing Paul Walker grabbed on the Fast and Furious when he jumped back up that truck. I got a question for y'all before we go. What of the Fast and Furious movie, what is the most ridiculous thing they have ever done?
The helicopter.
The car swing on a rope.
No, when the car was like, what was it, parachuted out of a plane? Them cars, all the cars.
Oh, no, that happens.
No, that can happen.
No, when they had the
people and they land and just drive.
You guys saw the car jump off and grab the rope and swing across the canyon?
Yeah.
There was a part on Hobbs and Shaw where he did something and he was in the air and just, and then there was a part where he was fighting. He had khakis on. Then he had a whole Samoan skirt. It was just different. He switched it.
No boy's example was trash.
Ridiculous thing is The Rock. I don't know if Hobbs and Shaw count, but The Rock holding a helicopter with his bare hands.
I was just like
holding. What do you mean?
He was holding the helicopter and the tow truck with the chain. He was holding them together with his
arms.
A helicopter with human arms. That is probably of all the stuff that would have ripped his arm off.
Didn't he grab a missile out of the air and throw it?
He grabbed it off the ice and redirected it.
Redirected it. The most ridiculous one to me is when Toretto caught his girl midair.
Oh!
And he landed. He was like, let me catch you midair. And then they landed safely. No concussions, no contusions, no broken collarbones, nothing.
Next up, we have chicken tenders versus chicken nuggets.
Why do you want such a pronounced entrance?
I thought he already did that. So
too. Are you not going
to use it? I have to separate by the cuts. So I need something for y'all to have a break so I can. You know what?
They never break, though. You always bring the topic, then they talk about other stuff.
I thought you wanted all that other banter. That was funny stuff.
It was. But this is the issue that I have.
You're not going to delete that, are you, Tahir?
Delete what?
The Fast and the Furious stuff.
It's in the break. I mean, I can try to find a place to put it in.
Don't, because that's what y'all get for not following the rules. He said this is the break, and then y'all want to have
the rules are you get married, then you have a baby. You didn't follow that rule.
You need to talk to everybody that's up here.
That's your rule.
Don't boy, including Tahir, including Tony. You ain't including none of them.
Have the kids first.
If you don't want to, no. If you don't want to talk, that's really sexist.
You're a Christian. This is your rule.
What if everybody up here is Christian?
I got married and had a kid.
Okay, well, look at Kev. Look, everybody else up here, with the exception of Pat. Why you ain't saying
that? They ain't rule followers. You supposed to be following the rule.
I'm ratchet. We all rule following.
No, I'm ratchet. I said that. I'm ratchet.
I'm married into a kid.
That's fine to hear.
I got a girl pregnant on my virginity law.
That wasn't my baby. You shut up, Tony.
Saying, you know, I got,
anyway,
I got
to
girl
me,
pregnant, my day
chicken nuggets and chicken tenders are the same family, but they are on opposite sides. For whatever reason, they be tasting different to me. And I know it's the same meat. It's a whole mind thing for me. The nugget is too much bites. Bite, dip, too much. I mean, the tender, I'm sorry. The nugget, one dip, bite, happiness.
You're crazy. If they are the same family, chicken tenders are the fine cousin. Chicken nuggets are the stubby cousin.
You're the stubby cousin.
But this is the thing, though. It's really easy to mess up chicken tenders. It's harder to mess up nuggets because they're smaller and compact size. It's hard to get that consistency. Sometimes with chicken strips, they're either too crunchy or just too bready.
They always have better breading than nuggets.
Who has crunchy chicken tenders? Where you go, are you getting super crunchy chicken tenders from?
McDonald's.
Popeyes, KFC.
Popeyes don't be making them super crunchy.
Crunchy?
All the chicken in Popeyes is super crunchy.
It is not super crunchy.
It's hella crunchy.
Commercials, but you get
it. Chicken is crunchy.
It is the Captain Crunch of fried chicken.
What?
Absolutely. It's tough on the roof of your mouth.
Captain Crunch's real name is Horatio Magellan Crunch.
It's still too close, Pat. He brought up Captain Crunch.
That was the best one.
Something else.
But nuggets, I like nuggets because I don't feel as guilty. I can knock back 20 nuggets and be like, it's just nuggets. If you eat 20 strips, it's like, man.
Strips are never together at one time, though.
Right.
Oh, yes,
nobody can ever eat 20 strips. Like, you can't even go somewhere and order 20 strips unless you get like a family meal. Like
you shut down the whole restaurant when you order that. Wait, 20 strips? Wait, do we turn the lights off? Put the pumps down. We got to
turn the lights off.
They ain't never ready for that.
Turn the lights off.
Wait, chicken tenders is a lot.
I love chicken
tenders. Chicken tenders come in 3 or 5.
Chicken tenders is a meal versus nuggets being a snack. Like, nuggets is like something you have before dinner's ready. I'm gonna pop a couple nuggets in the oven. It's gonna hold me over to dinner. tenders, that's a whole meal. Go to Wingstop.
Do you eat nuggets before dinner?
Free nuggets.
You fat fuck.
Free nuggets?
Free nuggets? You have warm-up nuggets?
I used to get nuggets with the burger and fries, though.
I've done that.
Really?
Usually chicken tenders is chicken tenders, fries, and then some sauce.
That's fat.
You get nuggets and a burger?
Yes.
And let me ask you guys, what's the best?
All that for $5.
What's the best dipping sauce?
Polynesian sauce and Chick-fil-A.
Sweet and sour for me.
Polynesian and Chick-fil-A sauce mixed together.
Gross. All of
it. Is it weird that I use different sauce for nuggets as opposed to tenders?
I feel the same way.
Tenders
it's a different flavor experience.
Tenders are like honey mustard, whereas nuggets are like barbecue.
No, stuff. Chicken tenders are ranch. Nuggets are barbecue.
Oh, hell no.
Chicken tenders are barbecue. No.
Yeah.
Chicken tenders are ketchup. Only has to get against ranch.
Whoa.
Chicken tenders are ketchup.
You are trifling.
Ketchup?
You are ketchup. Trifling.
I
you
said what I said. They were ketchup.
Ketchup. Put a tip.
You got Chick-fil-A nuggets? You would have eaten with ketchup?
No, Chick-fil-A nuggets is the Polynesian sauce. Oh, chicken tenders is the ketchup.
No, ranch. You got to put ranch. And I don't even like ranch like that.
Barbecue.
Ranch is trash.
Hey, wait a minute. But y'all do know that outside of Chick-fil-A, we're not talking about Chick-fil-A, every other restaurant, the chicken nuggets is a different type of chicken meat as opposed to the chicken strip.
It's dark, right?
Yeah.
Because it seems like y'all think it's the same one, but it's more like processed ground up for the chicken
nuggets. It's what's left over. Nuggets are usually made with
what's left. You can tell the McDonald's chicken nuggets is just the shoelaces from the chicken. And the back
But it's so good. They boot shaped.
Why is that an attractive?
It's always the boot shaped nugget in every.
I hate that. What?
I like McDonald's. That's one guilty pleasure. Wait, I'm not gonna give up.
I like the nuggets at McDonald's. I know full well is filth and random body parts, but
what are they basing the look of a nugget off of? Like, how did they even come up with
it? Basing it off of what you would want to dip into a thing. They were pre-scientifically made to dip into that container.
You
want to
dip the boot foot right up in the sauce.
Does it have anything to do with like gold nuggets?
No.
I don't know.
I never. But
they're not shaped like a boot.
But who is known? Like, let me ask you this, because I would say that arguably McDonald's got the best nuggets. Who would you even say has the best strips? Is there even a place that has the best strips?
Chick-fil-A has the best both.
Chick-fil-A has the best.
Raising Cane's got the best strips.
I like it.
It is bland to hear.
It is super bland. Ain't no seasoning on it. They hot sauce ain't hot. Raising Cane's is trash. Raising Cane's is the In-N-Out burger of the chicken world. Hella regular.
I think that is the most astute observation.
Dairy Queen has the best chicken strips.
Oh, shut your
mouth. Dairy
Queen. Those are hella crunchy, though.
Their chicken strips are flames.
They hella crunchy, though, but they toast as flames. They toast as flames.
Their toast is good, too.
What do you have against crunch?
It's too flying, much. Though. It's too much crunch.
He has small teeth, Tony.
That's what his belt is saying every day. It's too much.
When he bites a
Dairy Queen's around here.
And the reverberation goes through his gums and nerves. He can't take the crunch.
Dairy
Queen doesn't get no notoriety for their chicken tenders, and they are amazing.
Chicken tenders.
Not in LA.
Good time.
There's what?
You're talking about the crunch like you got 70-year-old teeth, dope boy. What's wrong with your teeth?
No. There's Dairy Queen in Westfield Mall, Pat.
There's a Dairy Queen in Burbank.
But you know what? That Dairy Queen doesn't serve food, though, Tony. They only serve ice cream.
I'm okay with that.
/ Orange Julius.
Orange Julius is the best. It's way better than Jamba Juice.
What is Orange Julius?
It's the best drink you ever had in your life, fool. I kick your ass, nigga.
I ain't supposed to be saying that. Ain't so tough though.
Yo, Orange Julius is that. It's that talk. You heard?
Orange Julius is like.
Yo, Tom, when you ate the chicken tenders from Dairy Queen, you know they came with the gravy.
Yes.
I already said that. You don't listen to me.
Gravy.
Meg, it's the Zoom. I can't. We all be talking.
The gravy,
know.
The Texas toast, the fries, and the chicken tenders. I was getting high on my own supply at Dairy Queen.
Texas toast is something different.
They found Tony in the corner like, Tony, you on the resident, man. I ain't got the damn.
You know what I noticed? Dairy Queen do be having some fire like fast food, and you don't think about Dairy Queen when you're like, "Oh, I gotta get fast food." But the food is actually
Dairy Queen is out of this world good.
What do they have?
They got chilling grill. That's the whole thing. Chill.
Chilling grill.
I used to be. There was a Burger King by my house in Tacoma, bro. Are you talking about 3 times a week? Chicken tenders, gravy, toast. One of those chocolate things dipped in the chocolate.
Oh, the dip thing? Oh, those is fire.
Oh, my God.
I love those.
Dairy Queen was never busy. There would never be more than 2 cars at Dairy Queen. The food was always hot. They need more respect.
Because they cooked it to order. They're like, oh, we can drop them, and then they drop them.
I'm finna go over there. Where is it at?
There's none around here. There's none.
That toast, man. You would never think Dairy Queen toast. They might be having the best toast of all.
Yo, nigga, they have a chicken and biscuits pack now. That shit
Lord. Yeah. Gee,
I went to Dairy Queen today.
Those are the mini biscuits, though. It's not even like real biscuits. It's like the size of baguettes. Like, this small.
I'll take it.
Let me ask y'all this, though. Who are you taking if you got one shot? Sonic or Dairy Queen?
Sonic's food is awful.
But their drinks.
Hold on, what you say?
Yeah, they're
drinks. Everybody stop.
Sonic
they
legit.
Have good tater tots, but their food is terrible.
No, their chicken sandwich is lit.
Nah, man, nah.
Hot dogs are good. The little hot dogs, all the extra stuff on it, really good.
Nah,
good. I'm going with Dairy
Queen. Ocean water float.
Sonic is good.
That's so good. The ocean water float is bomb.
Ocean water. Their drinks and their dessert are amazing. Their food just does not match. Dairy Queen is good at dessert and food.
That's facts, though.
Nah, Sonic is.
Sonic just has the best drinks available.
Sonic has really good toast too. Don't sleep on Sonic's toast.
And their burgers. The burgers at Sonic are great, bro.
Burgers are good.
Nah, man, you're great. Also, you know what? In the chicken tender argument, Zaxby's also has really good chicken tenders.
Zaxby's has good chicken tenders,
and they have good toast as well.
Well, if you Zax me, I'll say that Dairy Queen is
Zaxby.
It would have worked if you had it the first time, but
I got
you. That's me. Okay, so what
the thing I hate about LA, there's so many restaurants in the South that are like everywhere that did not make it to LA.
Bojangles,
Zaxby's, Rally's, Checkers. There's so many that are just med. She has her pick. And they have the stuff that's in LA too. They have Chick-fil-A, they have all the stuff.
Oh, we
they
don't have lemonade though. I miss
don't that. Have what?
Lemonade.
Who cares
there's
about lemonade?
Right.
Lemonade. That food is awful.
Lemonade amazing.
Are you serious?
A restaurant lemonade?
Yeah. Yes. Lemonade is trash.
Lemonade is
no, it's amazing.
Lemonade is flames. Wait, we talking about the restaurant, right?
Yeah.
Trash.
It has all the different lemonades and it has like all the different vegan and vegetarian meats.
Oh, they have good, healthy options
the
for
mac
you.
Mac and cheese is dreadful.
No, the mac and cheese is good. It's white truffle mac and
white
cheese.
Truffle, it's too much.
Dreadful.
Mac and cheese.
Tony don't eat meat, so he doesn't get all the delicious.
But lemonade has a whole bunch of healthy options. Like, they have plenty of
healthy options are butt.
But.
They're so good.
Tony got so close to the camera.
But.
They got like brisket bowls.
Lemonade. That cool.
Okay, so what are we thinking? Chicken tenders or chicken nuggets?
I'm going for the culture nuggets because I thug it.
I hate it so much.
We need Doughboy, bro. We cannot have a debate show if there's no Skip Bayless. We
come on, man.
Doughboy. Hate it or love it, you need it.
Ah, yeah.
Chicken tenders from, I don't know, man. Tahir made a good point. We made fun of him, but chicken nuggets are more of a snack. Chicken tenders are a meal.
You gotta just think of the eye roll factor. I haven't eye rolled on that many nuggets. Where you just be like, oh, yes.
What, you do that?
Yes. Food, Pat?
Have you rolled your eyes? For food?
Wait,
Tony, what do you eye roll like
he's
that?
He's saying it's so good that he's like having
oh,
a
yeah.
Wait, what do you do that for now, Tony? Because you're vegan.
Here we go with the vegan
joke.
He eats a celery stick and starts gripping his thighs.
Get it, guys. Yes, food.
He does it for kale and almonds.
Almond butter.
The Beyond Meat burger is better than any burger out right now. Absolutely. You lying if they ain't flame.
I don't. It the reason why I can't trust it. It tastes too much like meat, and I don't trust it. It's like, bro, it's too close.
It's Beyond Meat.
It's the whole point.
I'm going with Nugs.
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 What about Nug?
Give you bug. Nug. Give you bug. All right.
Pat.
Strips, you guys are tripping. Strips always have better breading. They always are better. It's just always a better time. Plus, nuggets could be rat meat.
Oh,
so could strips.
Rat meat?
Mm-hmm.
You know that?
There's a whole bunch of rat meat imported that was being disguised as boneless chicken.
Okay. No, all right, what about you, Tone? Where you at with it?
I'm going with those young tenders, you heard?
Yeah. And Meg? You're the deciding nuggets. Factor.
Nuggets.
Yeah.
Strips is just too much meat. Just give me some nuggets.
You know that chicken, man? That chicken went out there and it was dancing for money. That chicken strips.
All right, so it's 3-3, tied up on that one, no winner. We're gonna get on with this last and final topic. Here we go, final one. Ladies and gentlemen, this one's a good one. Morning sex versus night sex.
Hey, Tahir, how many whales did you catch today?
It worked so much better the second time.
I don't know why it really worked to even.
He committed to it. It was the confidence. That
it was so
it.
Confident. The Doctor Strange background really helped sell the joke.
Right. You look like the coolest fisherman ever.
He's like, he about to kill the fish. He'd be like, never mind, fish. He don't know what it is. Go ahead, man.
I don't even fish with a pole. I just go to the water, like, get in.
You be playing music on a flute, and the fish be like, man, what is that? That's a sweet tune, man.
All right, so morning sex to night sex. Let's tear off into this thing. I don't even know how this is a question. Morning sex, why would you do it? You got morning breath. You just woke up. You ain't take a shower. You ain't touch no water. You just want to turn around and roll into some box.
You could always go brush your teeth.
I very much would like to roll over and turn into some box.
Morning sex.
Part of waking up.
Nah.
Booty in your cup.
I feel like if you're having good sex, you should be tired afterwards. So if you have sex in the morning and then you get tired before you start your day, that's counterproductive.
It's called a weekend, my boy. That's what Saturdays are made for.
Nah, weekend sex is whack.
You have morning sex, you go that whole day, you go about your business with a little more pep in your step. You just like, man,
you relax.
Have me some work.
I've never.
You know that? You know how Mickey Mouse be on the tugboat whistling and stuff?
Everything's bouncing. The sun is like winking at you, like.
No, but you know what's crazy? For some reason, whenever you have sex and you just boom, it's done. You don't think like, okay, now it's time to get up and start my day and go to work. Like, nah, you just like, let me go to bed. Let me chill out now.
That's how I know you didn't go to college. Because sometimes, you smash in the morning. I go right to 3 classes right afterwards. Absolutely.
Well, you never had like sex in the middle of the day?
I've had sex in any part of the day. I just don't enjoy it in the morning. Because I just feel like it's a nighttime activity. I don't really like doing it.
She can see your whole body with the lights?
Sunrise is like, oh my god.
She laying there like this, please hurry up. I told you I didn't want to do this when the sun was out.
Yeah, and when a girl sees you naked, she just be like, oh, there's so many freckles just there everywhere.
Oh my god.
All right.
You are worse than me. Your whole joke was there are so many freckles. That was all you
said. I just wanted it to stop.
You ain't have no confidence. You're like, oh, there's so many freckles.
Yeah, there's a.
Great.
Nah, but morning sex is trash. There's nothing good about it.
You're out of your mind.
There's nothing good about it. The sex itself is good.
Sex is good at any time. First of all, this is a preference. Not one is good, one is bad. This one is better. Right. You're not turning down morning sex, afternoon, night, evening, mid-break.
It's all great, but I feel like in comparison to each other.
Okay, here, let me just say.
Go ahead, though.
Let me just say how I feel. I'll just say it out.
You weren't doing that before?
I can't tiptoe around this thing. as okay, like when you're a dude, right, and then you have sex, and then you arrive and you finish, that takes a lot out of you. It doesn't make you want to be like, oh, let me get up, let me go start my day. No, I like now I want to chill the fuck out. Like, so why would I want to start my day wanting to chill? I want to wake up and be ready for the day, not.
I will agree with you though. Sex takes energy out of me.
Yes. Absolutely.
Like, I don't get
like an old granddad like, talking, right?
Oh, like, oh man, you want
oh sex. Man, I'll be like, all
right. Wait.
Turn the lights off. Turn the TV down.
Kev, Tony, Kev Adult, y'all never went on vacation without the kids. And you and your lady was like, oh, we finna get it.
Oh, absolutely.
We're gonna do this all day. We ain't leaving this room. You ain't never did that. And just
you're making my point for me.
You guys have to vacation to do that?
Yeah. You motherfucker. No, but you're making my point for me.
My kids been home a lot lately. They don't go nowhere now.
But that's a random Saturday.
You're making my point for me though.
Man, because what is that like? You don't have to be quiet or worry about it. There,
close no doors.
You be having the door open, Pat.
I mean, sometimes.
Wait, but don't you live with your cousin?
Yeah, but you know, we be home at different times.
Oh man, that ain't never been my testimony. I always be like,
well, the studio is just nobody, and it's soundproof.
Oh, yeah, they're like, mixing, what? But here the computer is off. Now, to Doughboy's point, this is your best point, though. At night, when you finish and you're tired and you just go to sleep, that is the best. Mm-hmm. However, when you wake up and have sex, you don't have to worry like, hey, am I going to have sex today? You already did. It's already been had.
It's a check.
What happened to you today? You're like, man, you know what? If somebody ran up and socked you in the face, you'd be like,
That's the point I was going to say to Tahir's thing where I felt like he was making a point for me. He's saying like, yeah, do you have sex on vacation? Of course. But just like you said, that's vacation. That's once in a while. That's 2 weeks out of the year. Most people aren't vacationing every day of their life. So if I lived a vacation life, of course. But the fact that I'm trying to be productive every day that I wake up, and my
you
life
ain't
is
even doing nothing. You're making all these points and you wake up and do absolutely nothing every day. Like, you really got something to be productive. Hey, I got to eat. Now my cereal meeting is pushed back 6 minutes.
Listen.
A cereal meeting?
That's like, he got to get up and go into the factory and work for 12 hours.
You're telling me I got to do nothing. You're telling me I got a conference call with Captain Crunch? You motherfucker, shut your ass up.
All the mascots in a circle.
Here's my thing with this. And Meg has been awkwardly quiet this whole time.
I'm waiting for y'all to shut up so I can make my 2 cents. But go
there
ahead.
Are days, especially during this quarantine, where I have to rub one out just to be able to focus on what I need to get done. Because like the sexual like buildup is like, I gotta get this evil out of me so I can figure out.
Whoa! Wait! Why do you call it evil out of you? It's evil.
Yeah, because that shit make you do shit you ain't supposed to do.
This just got so weird.
A lot of what you do professionally is intertwined in us. So you mean to tell me that you rub one out before sending some emails to us?
You're like,
I'm thinking with a clear head.
He can't even spell your email. He's like, UTRXK.
If I don't get that out, my fingers are all messed up.
Yo, whole keyboard.
I got a podcast. Podcast editing to do.
Yes.
Yo, keyboard up.
I'm dead ass serious. If I'm sexually frustrated, I gotta get that out before I can get some work done because I'm not gonna be able to focus.
You'll be out there smashing the car gas tank. Like, yeah, this is premium unleaded.
You're unleaded pumps. These are pump 3 pumps. The 89 unleaded.
Unleaded pumps.
The 249 a gallon pumps. The gas tank's intended to be like, what are you doing, sir? I got to get it in. I got to focus. I got a meeting right now. Hold on, sir.
And then the car don't work. You take the car to go get fixed. Like,
Tony's bus sound is.
So funny, man. But wait, hold on. But there's a difference. Morning sex and night sex are two different types of sex. They don't look the same.
Low key.
You know what I'm saying? Usually morning is quicker. You just got to get it in and you go. Night takes a little bit longer. So it depends like what kind of day are you have or like what kind of time do you have?
That's a good point, Megan.
I'm hornier in the morning. Like, I wake up, be like, man, who wants some of this? I'll be looking around like, who wants some?
Who wants some? Sabrina, Dapper, Midnight, I'll tell you.
Whoever I grab first is getting some.
No, bestiality.
Whoever I grab for the wallet. You want some of this wallet?
The wallet?
Oh, this gallon of water, huh?
You already wet anyway. Yeah, you ready for me, you wet water.
Imagine but at night, it just depends. It'd be a lot going on. It'd be like, you know what? I'm going to just go to bed.
Don't be staying up till 5 o'clock in the morning, too. I can't imagine you be like, you want to have sex now? I'm tired.
Wake up, you sleep.
That's a hilarious visual.
Oh, yeah. The morning sex is when you knock on the door with your meat. You're like, hey.
Why are you up till 5 in the morning right now? Like, are you playing,
video games with this?
And doing movie views and.
No, that's like in the evening. That's in the evening to here, 6 p.m. Pacific.
You out here playing Fortnite with the 14-year-old.
I'm playing Call of Duty, Meg. It's Call of Duty. Don't act like you know about video games. You've been playing Fortnite with the kid.
You have been playing Fortnite with the little kid. That's what it looks like.
Meg, the moment you have a child, your mom gene automatically make you mess up video game titles.
No, I meant to say that.
No, but you're going to be messing it up. My wife be like, y'all in there watching the Guardians of the Pirates? Like, what? Pirates of the Galaxy. What movie are you?
Guardians of the Pirates?
Melissa said Pirates of the Galaxy when we had just left Guardians of the Galaxy. Did y'all enjoy Pirates of the Galaxy? You are 36. Why are you? I mean, you know, I have two kids. I be messing up titles. Meg, the older Matt gets, the more you're going to mess titles up.
He ain't gonna play no fun games.
Settlers of Catan, part two.
He gonna be playing Super Biblical Brothers.
Super Biblical Brothers?
Wait, do they really make that? Because he would play that.
Oh, yeah, you wanted to Amazon it right now.
Absolutely.
Super Biblical
Brothers.
What kind of Christian video games do they have?
They don't have none.
Super Biblical Brothers would be hilarious. I bet you I find one.
Poor Mav.
Don't do that to him, Meg. He's going to wild out. He's going to go to HBCU and start a revolution.
Ooh.
Ooh.
What? People say.
Okay.
All right, so what are we going with?
I'm going to go with morning sex. I'm going to go with night sex. And even though morning sex, you wake up with the morning wood, it's a whole thing. I get it. But night sex is better for your life.
But you're probably heavier at night because you got a whole day's worth of wings and stuff. He probably prefers the morning. Everybody's lighter in the morning.
Hey, there's one con with night sex. Have y'all ever had like a falling asleep right before sex story?
No.
Never?
You fell asleep before you got some. No, what'd you do? Why
you
would you do
falling
that?
Falling asleep right before sex?
No.
Oh, you.
Wait, what was the scenario? Like you called a girl like, hey,
like, yeah, you ready for this? And then you just pass out? Yeah.
That's happened so many times with me.
Yeah.
Why is that a story then?
Wait, are you falling asleep before she gets there?
Ooh, that's happened too. Yeesh.
So Pat, knocking at your door,
let me in.
Pat, you're not talking about falling asleep. You're talking about passing out. You're talking about from a drunk state?
Drunk, drugs, whatever. A lot of things can make
Why are you saying so casually like that? Drunk, drugs, that's all I'm saying.
Wait, Pat, I have a question. Has any girl ever been like, I'm going to like key your car or do some like crazy stuff to you?
Oh, you, Pat, you look at him. You think he ain't had violence done to him or his property? He absolutely had violence done.
What's the most violent thing that has happened to you as a result of like a woman?
To me or my car?
Either. Like to any, you or your property, whatever.
Okay, shit. All right.
There's a lot of stories like that? Dang.
I know a couple of stories. I'm just going to see which one he's going to pick.
I talked to this Jamaican girl.
Oh.
And I pissed her off somehow. I was messed up. This is actually 2-in-1 because I passed out today. In that story, I passed out and I woke up in a crater of destruction. All my shit was my TV was toppled over. My mirror was broken. Two mirrors were broken. There was a hole in the wall. There was all types of stuff. And I paid for the Uber home. She took my phone and Ubered herself home. She she went a hole.
And you didn't know she was wrecking all your stuff while she was doing it?
I think so, because I was awake for most of it, but I was just so messed up. And then when she left, I guess I just passed out drunk in the middle of the wreckage, And then I woke up and I was just like, what the hell happened?
Did I do that?
I had to.
What'd you do to deserve this?
Huh? What I do? Yeah. I didn't do anything really. Like this.
No, don't lie, Pat. You know what? I'm gonna tell you the type of dude that Pat is. Pat is like really cool, really chill. But Pat also does not set the right expectations. Guaranteed, you told that girl something and you didn't follow through with it because you're Mr. Cool and Mr. Chill, and she was the wrong one.
This was our first time hanging out.
What? What could you do in one interaction that causes utter destruction?
I'm telling you, he promised her the world.
Oh,
I'm
my God.
Just kidding. It was just like a big break, and then we hung out again, and she just didn't like what she saw on my phone and destroyed everything.
We weren't even a thing. I bet you that statement you just made, we weren't even a thing, I bet you that's what be causing the destruction.
It was our first time hanging out.
You have to be real and honest about stuff that's going on. You cannot set wrong expectations for chicks. That's why they're going
to
do that.
Like, we weren't even a thing. She like, to you.
Right. It's all in.
What's the versus subject? What were we talking about?
Pat versus domestic violence.
How has Montel handled you?
I'm taking night sex all day, every day.
You taking whatever sex you can get.
Y'all really ain't never passed out before the booty?
Yeah.
When I used to drink, I did, but not since I got...
You have to do a bump of coke just to make sure.
Where you at with it, Kev?
Morning.
Meg?
Overnight, wow.
Yeah, morning is it's like, man, you know what? That's just a great day to start the day. Take me a shower, have
great
me.
Great day to start the day?
Man, shut up, Tom.
God is ass.
Find the business that pays you. What? This is the business that pays you?
You look like you have some destructive morning breath. Ugh, God Ooh. Bless Melissa. Yo!
Why I look like I have destructive morning breath?
You, I don't know, but you
all
are
that, all that juice from the night.
Look at my teeth. They're white and straight. Mm-hmm. What about me says my breath stink? You sat next to me for a long time.
Your breath did stink a few times.
You're lying.
I swear to you. It was like wafting across the desk.
Kev fall asleep eating, so I could only imagine what his morning breath is.
Listen, I'm Breath McGee. I have never smelled Kev or Tahir or Pat slipping ever.
Do you call me slipping, so?
You, man. I caught you slipping one time, though. Everybody else I never caught.
Who? Thank you, Tony. And he's a breath.
No, you too. I never caught you either, man.
Oh, okay.
I hate having bad breath. The only time I have bad breath is when I have cotton mouth, and that sometimes just happens.
That's like every day, Pat. You smoke every day. You got cotton mouth every day.
Right, but me not being prepared for cotton mouth be happening sometimes.
Smoke weed every day. Pat, it's 420. Are you smoking some weeds?
I was keeping it light so I could shoot. I don't like smoking before shoots.
Me neither, bro. It'd be messing up my
ability. Oh Lord, shut up.
You guys act like I never smoked ganja.
You haven't.
I be on that gas.
No, you don't.
Wow.
Smoke nothing but like offerings up to the Lord. Shut up.
Indica, sativa. I have all the phrases. I don't know what it means, but I've heard them.
Don, where you at with it?
Morning.
Morning. Meg, you said night?
I said night.
Okay. And what about you, Pat?
Definitely, damn. I would say night because morning sex be making me late.
Okay.
You got to wash up.
Oh, I'm going to go night too, so the nights have it. You say you got to wash up?
No, trash, man.
Pat, you don't be feeling bad washing up in a sink like, I'm better than this, man.
I know. Every time that happens, I feel that way. But I usually shower.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Wine.
You can't have wine showers in the morning, Pat.
No, I don't do that in the morning. I've done that in the morning since the quarantine. I've done that like twice in the morning.
Wine showers in the morning? You're all over the place, Pat.
Yeah, it wasn't a good idea. I threw up.
Wine drunk is terrible, boy. Let me tell you.
Wait, were you already drunk when you decided to drink in the shower in the morning?
No, it was just like, it was like a sugary, fruity wine. So I was like, oh, like it was like a mimosa.
Those will mess you up every time.
Yeah,
love wine.
I've been drunk, bro. I've been on
heroin. A virgin margarita. Shit.
Heroin.
Heroin, bro. Tie me off.
Yo, Cam was drinking on tour, man. They was lit.
What does Kev like when he's drunk? I forgot.
Funny, man. Hilarious.
I feel like you ordered Incredible Hulk or something like that.
To hear, have me on a French Connection one day. I almost missed my connection.
Yeah, you was on a French dip connection.
Yo, I'm gonna tell you though, comedy clubs, they can create alcoholics. They be doggone forcing drinks on you. I'd be like, bro, I don't drink ever when I'm about to perform. And they be like, you wanna drink? We get two drinks. We have a drink, we'll have a drink for you, we'll leave you. I'm like, bro, I don't. And then when I get off stage, they're like, we can have a drink for you now. I'm like, bro, I'm tired now. Bro, I think these comedians be drunk McGee.
Oh, they be obliterated.
I could never do it.
I need to be clarity of focus. But if you don't need it, bro, they give you a lot of drinks.
I started drinking once I started doing comedy. That's when I started. That's what, like, my introduction.
Yeah, the club, because we used to do the last 2 years we did the churches and stuff, so it wasn't a big deal. But this year before Corona, me and Terry was in them clubs. Whew, I'm like, bruh, no.
Now get these drinks, Kev.
And then if you have a good set, they're like, man, you had a great set. You want a drink? And like,
why don't you just be like, yes, give me a Sprite?
Nah, man, I don't even want to drink a whole bunch of soda. Now, if you have chicken tenders, that's what I will bring. Bring the nachos over. You want to keep asking stuff.
Hey, Kev, have you ever had a meal drunk?
A meal?
Like, did you ever eat like a drunk meal?
I've never been. I have very few I'm super drunk stories ever.
And you didn't eat?
Mm-mm. I'm a big boy. I don't be being drunk a lot. I don't like to be out of control of my elements. I don't know what I'm capable of. I might push a baby down the hill or something. I don't know what I'm capable of. I'm crazy when I'm sober. I can't be drunk out here in these streets. All right, Tia. Well,
that's been another episode of Versus Squadcast. Appreciate everybody for logging
in. Hey, I've been making a lot of avocado toast recently.
Oh, shit. Here we go.
Okay, what?
That was pretty good, Pat. That probably was your best one.
Oh, really?
That was your most, like,
because you connected one. It to you.
I didn't believe
it. Yeah, that's... And I was really like, really? How has it been? And that's what Doughboy does. He does it masterfully. Yes. Doughboy, you be eating those wings quietly like we can't see you, though. We see the I don't hear you, but it's obvious you are biting chicken.
I had to eat. I'm sorry, y'all. Usually I don't eat on camera, but I was starving. I'm sorry.
Usually I don't eat on camera.
Shut up.
Doughboy's porns is just him eating with porn music. If the camera be zooming in, he be dipping it in the... Where's the set? Oh, this is porn? Nugget porn.
Y'all continue to send the suggestions to my inbox on Instagram, and we'll see you next time.
Here's a suggestion. Get a trainer.
Stat.
All right. There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.